Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hey guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chapel at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sale. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care LLC.
Thank you to Chris Franklin for these lyrics.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home.
Coronavirus!
Here are some of the items on the Democratic wish list over which they choose to block this legislation. Tax credits for solar energy and wind energy.
Coronavirus!
Because I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger stomach.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Coronavirus.
Oh no, I ain't messing with you. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, I'm not messing with you.
Mm-mm.
Don't be a cutie pie.
The president says that we can catch the Roni through Skype, so taking every precaution.
All right.
Yeah. Carry on.
All right, you guys ready?
I've already been recording. Oh. I started recording as soon as I saw Ira in this apocalyptic getup.
One glove, that's not going to help, Ira. What are you, Michael Jackson?
Oh, shit.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Season 5, Episode 14 of Radio Labyrinth. This is the quarantine episode, Corona quarantine episode number 3. Things move very quickly. They move very, very quickly. Who knows very where we'll quick. Be in a week or when this posts, so hopefully you're not locked down like everybody is going to be by the time you hear this show. Hello, Ira. You're wearing a mask. Look at Ira. He's all ready.
I'm ready. I'm not taking any precautions.
What a life.
You got to go to the store with that thing. Hi, Steph. Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. I got to say, I've not seen anybody in one of those yet, Ira.
I saw a guy at Publix wearing one of those, and I was like, Jesus.
Taking it too far, man.
And it was brand new. Like, you just got it on Amazon, you know?
I wear my welder's mask.
Well, that way nobody will spit it on you. I've seen funny things online of people in other countries, and here they take like water bottles and cut it so they can wear it on their head when they walk into stores.
Oh, crap.
Water bottles?
Yeah, like, you know, like a big water bottle.
Over 5 gallons.
Yeah, yeah. Like you'd get if you had one of those machines in your office or something like that.
Right.
Now people are finally saying that masks help.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you knew that all along. Asian people don't fuck with that shit. They got every virus known to man over there, and that's why you always see them walking around with masks on.
Well, it makes sense. How could they be a hindrance, really?
Right.
Well, I'm sure there's some scientific way that they could be, but...
Right.
But Future said mask off. Fuck it, mask off.
Future.
Mask off?
Who's Future?
Future, the rapper.
Oh.
Dude, you remember his big
Future
hit?
Is Future going to be around in the future because of his advice?
I hope he stays Future and doesn't become the past.
Oh, please. You know what kills me? I finally have shed all this whatever. You know, guys, everybody we know, and including us, we were always going to die at some point, so
right.
Fuck it. Oh, I mean, what are you worried about?
That's great,
not
Steph.
Not me.
Not Jeff. No, we're all good. We're all good. Hey, this week's episode is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Euro at atlantapizzaeuro.com. Offering takeout only, just like everybody else, but they are also doing family courses. You can get lasagna, other casseroles. Find out more by going to atlantapizzaeuro.com or calling 770-483-6228. They are open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturdays from 12 noon to 9, and they are closed on Sunday. I wanted to give you another update. You guys listening to the new episodes of Mike TV?
Yeah.
You guys keep it thorough, don't you?
We do.
Yeah.
Keep it thorough.
Yeah, each episode is 90 hours long. It's a it's a second-by-second look at every second of Mike.
Sometimes you just can't get enough of, you know, that one thing that you're into, so you got to milk it for everything you got.
I need to know everything. I need to know what... Yeah. What shade of Sherwin-Williams paint is on the wall? Mm-hmm. I need to know all of that. And what the thread count of the comforter is.
That is interesting shit.
Well, they are doing two episodes every week. They are recapping Westworld and they are recapping Better Call Saul. So make sure that you're following. Well, if you follow us, you're getting their episodes. Pretty soon they're going to have their own feed. I was thinking about next week, but I want to get the word out and get everybody ready. They're going to have their own feed very soon. What else do I want to talk about? Joining us on the show today, hopefully, if we can arrange it, we're going to talk to actor, improv artist, comedian, writer, all that jazz. Josh Warren. We've talked to him several times, and we'll see what he's up to. He's been doing some Trump videos, I think, that are funny. So maybe he can talk about those.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of doing shows at home, I've started doing daily videos mostly as Don Pretensky from Big Flats, New York. And they're just little couple-minute long. They're like the old regular guys' Finger Lakes chat.
I like that. I love Finger Lakes chat.
And I got my pudgy shirt, which makes me want pudgies.
Yeah.
I wish it was closer, you know, because now I'm sheltering in place in Gwinnett County. I can't leave the county.
You can't.
We need gyros, Mike. Wait a minute.
I want to hear about that, but a second. But yeah, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Timstagram here. It's pretty simple to find me. And I also post them on my Facebook page, not my Facebook
profile. You're going to go to Hassel's
profile? Yeah, I asked my dad to give me a bunch of stuff. So this morning he just started sending me shit, like things you could say. Like, oh, God, talk about Harris Hill. Harris Hill is where they do gliders. You know, planes take off with a glider behind it, and then they fly around.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, yeah. They do that. Yeah,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
yeah. They don't got no propeller or nothing. You know, they just float around in a circle.
Oh God!
You just come down, and you need to come down. I guess
right, unless you're John Denver, and then you go in the ocean.
Oh yeah.
That's not too soon.
Too soon.
It's only been 30 years.
It has been a long goddamn time.
Bob Dylan's going to write a song about that.
I know. Did you listen to that song? All 17 minutes?
Did he write a COVID song?
No, he released a very timely song about the death of JFK. 17-minute song. We were saying some shit on text the other day. What Jeff's was pretty funny. What was it? Do you remember?
Everybody must stay home.
Oh yeah, I wrote a little. You want me to do that a cappella since
yes,
I don't have the music?
Yes. This song is for the essential workers, is it not?
I guess so. Now I won't be looking at the camera, I gotta look at the lyrics. So pretend you're listening to Rainy Day Women number whatever and whatever. Well, they pack it up and drive it to your door. They leave it at your porch or on the floor. Then you wash it off and store it on your shelf. Well, you're eating all the food all by yourself. Well, I wish they'd make a ton of dough, 'cause everybody must stay home. All right. That's just one verse. Come back later. I have a 28-minute version.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Uh-oh, Jeff.
It's wet. It's wet.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Jeff's wet cough. I'm glad Jeff's doing that because it's a public service for Jeff to cough during the show because it lets everyone know that if you have a wet cough, you don't have the COVID.
Right.
All right, go get an ass thermometer, Jeff. Stick it in there. I want to know what it is.
Yeah, do it right here.
You can't get a thermometer to save your life in anywhere in the world now.
That's true.
Even an ass thermometer?
Yeah, everything's sold out. Yeah,
you just got to find the back of an old lady's back of the hand.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine.
I'm just sticking old lady's back of the hand up there.
You're fine. Go to school.
She'd like that.
That's what I always got, the back of the hand. You're fine. Go to school. You're not staying home.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I'm pouring sweat now.
So the county that you live in, Steph, and the county that I live in, DeKalb and Gwinnett, they're both on lockdown after tonight. What does that mean?
Our started shelter in place as of midnight Friday night last night, which was March something. I don't even look at the dates anymore. I mean, everything's just a blur. But as of Friday last night, so basically all that means is you can I've been sheltering in place. Mm-hmm. So this is like no big whoops for me. Basically you can go to the grocery store, you can go to the hardware store, you can go to the pharmacy, you can go to the doctor. But that's pretty much it, you know. Car parts stores, those are still open. You know, of course, your car might break down. You need that. Gas station, convenience store.
Liquor stores.
But, I have seen that on
some people. It's an essential business, Tim.
It should be an essential business. So I have not tried yet. I went to the liquor store and risked so much COVID on Thursday. Because there were so many COVID crackheads in the Grayson package store, and they were creeping all up on me. And there is a designated X that says, stay right here. Well, they don't care because they're drunk, and they're coming in on you. So at the end, I was just basically throwing my debit card to the checkout guy. I'm like, just do it and then throw it back to me.
I'm wearing the gloves. I'm wearing the gloves everywhere.
I wear the gloves everywhere. I just went to Kroger a little bit ago. I wore my mask and I wore my gloves. And
okay, from what I'm understanding, the gloves are the stupidest thing that you can do.
Why?
Because there's a way to do it.
Yeah. Ira, tell them.
Well, look, I'm not the authority on this, but Steph probably knows more than me. But you got to take them off as soon as you get back to the car and you know, put them away.
Yeah, I got a system.
And anything you touch with the gloves, you got to wipe down your phone and your wallet and all this shit.
You're spreading germs with the gloves.
No, you're not.
I am?
Well, you're going to spread them with your hands.
Because they stay on the gloves. They stay on latex. Germs, it stays on latex more than it does your hands.
Right,
you're
but
gonna
you
wash
take it off.
Hands.
You take it off, and then the
and
shit.
And then you throw it out.
Yeah, I throw them out. Now, here's my sister.
The mask I get.
Well, the gloves are important. You don't want to touch all that shit in the store. Because there's a lot of dirty people in the store that aren't.
Did you not watch Dr. Fauci? To tell you that basically it's not things that come in your house, not packages, none of that shit. You don't really need to worry about any of that crap.
I watched a video from a doctor doing this in his house who said that when you get home, you have to take everything out, meticulously wipe it off with a wipe that'll kill all the bugs on it. And then you got to put everything away.
Really?
Was that the video with the guy with the ponytail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Good one.
But then how do the wipes work whenever they tell you that you got to spray some disinfectant or whatever and let it sit for damn 5 minutes before you wipe it off? So then how do the wipes actually work if you're not letting it sit?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. This is all a bunch of bullshit. Wash your hands. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but you don't want to be, you know, what if you forget to wash your hands and next thing you know, you're dead?
Well, don't.
Hey, Steph, I just texted you Josh Warren. I had the wrong email for him, so.
Do I have to wash my hands after I lick a toilet?
What?
No, not after you lick
a
toilet.
After I lick a toilet?
That guy got it.
I know he
did.
Toilet licker? Stupid fucker.
Yeah, and the guy that licked the pole in the subway in New York, he got it too.
That's
really?
Yep.
What about that chick on the airplane?
I don't know. I saw that, but I don't know. People doing stunts, man, they're friggin' idiots. This is not something to stunt with. You know,
You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, because Xennials are dummies.
Yeah.
Well, they're not dummies, but they're just bored out of their fucking minds.
Everybody's dummies. This doesn't happen in any generation. People do stupid shit like this just to be idiot.
Yeah, I asked the other day on social media what would have happened if Gen X, if it had happened to us, what would have happened? How would we have reacted? And who knows, you know? I don't know. What would you have done?
What is this? Whose Gmail is this?
Ooh.
This is mine. Going to Gmail.
This is mine. I gotta send this link to the dude. I mean, what do you want? This is some bare bones bullshit. What do you want from me?
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of porn.
There's a tab that says latex hotties.
Don't use latex gloves for analingus prep.
Analingus.
I guess Steph knows what she's talking about.
Okay, well, everybody's going to know Josh's email, so get ready for that.
No, okay. Can't you? I'm sure you could block this out somehow. Yeah,
okay. But I don't have those capabilities. I don't know what I'm doing. So.
Okay, but don't show my desktop. That's going to be a problem.
I just showed you. It's all there. It's okay. All right, now we're coming back. Wait, hold on.
We're still here.
Okay, here we go. All right, there we go. Now let's
explore more of your desktop. I want to see everything.
Oh, you want to see all the emails I got from Poshmark where people are trying to sell all their shit?
Poshmark? What is that?
It's like a...
Trying to sell your dresses and shit.
Makeup, upscale
dresses,
stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Like gently used Louis Vuitton bags, and whatnot.
Gently used socks.
You know, as far as businesses go, I am glad to see that the restaurants are still working a lot. Like, you know, we've gone to a lot of different local restaurants in the area this past week. And every time I go out, there's a zillion people standing, you know, 10 feet away from each other. But there's a ton of people out there. So that's good to see.
Yeah, I like the stores that have the little stickers on the floor telling you where to stand.
Yeah.
But I like my milk jug where I can go through because the guy in the drive-thru is wearing a mask and gloves. And he gets those essential items that I don't think I'll be able to get pretty soon.
Well, now you're fucked with the gloves.
Why?
Steph said.
What kind of essential items do you think you're not going to be able to get?
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. I gotcha.
They're killers, Jack.
I know they are. New York State.
Well, now you're living in denial.
New York State's trying to use this as a way to get rid of them, make them illegal.
Oh, hey, is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you guys, you know, Ira, you're Jersey. You guys are whatever the hell, Pennsylvania, some crap. Did you guys have drive-through convenience stores like we did in Michigan? Where you just drive? Oh, man, we have these awesome drive-up. You just drive up and you tell them what you want, and they go in and get your milk duds and your jug of milk and your Pepsi and whatever, and they just bring it out. I mean, now more than ever.
That's because it's fucking freezing up there. That's why.
It's true, but I have wanted to, for the longest time, start a drive-through convenience store down here. And now is the time, and I feel like we should pool whatever $5 we have left, and let's do it.
There aren't a lot around. Right. Milk Jug is the only one I know of, and there's only a couple of those.
And that's a drive-through?
Mm-hmm. Milk Jug, yeah. If you Google it, there's a couple of them around still.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, and you can go in, and they have masks, they have paper towels, they have toilet paper. And they're not really too expensive either. They even have little things of hand sanitizer, which are too expensive, I think.
Milk Jug sounds like a porn site, Tim. Are you sure you're not getting this mixed up?
No, that would be Milk Jugs with two G's.
Oh, Jugs with milk. I got you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was telling those guys before we got started, I got a little secret for you. If you can go to your local Mercado, Jalisco, they got everything in there. I got big bare rolls of paper towel. They have toilet paper. They have all kinds of crap in there.
What's a Jalisco?
I don't know. It's a market. It's a Mexican market.
Mm.
And so they play Tejano music in there. It's not sad. It's a great place to go and get your things.
You know what I like Tejano music? Because it's like polka music.
That's exactly what it's like.
So the Polish and the Mexicans have an awful lot in common. Or the Tejanos.
What do you say that?
I don't know. Maybe a bunch of Polacks moved to Mexico in the 1700s, and that's where they got the music.
Okay.
What?
Tim's doing coke.
Yeah. COVID.
You know what though? You just gave me a great idea though for a fusion restaurant, a Polish Mexican restaurant with like a freaking taco filled pierogi. That would be amazing.
There you go.
Oh my god, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm sure that would last.
All right. So, has everyone watched Tiger King yet?
Oh, yeah. See, I'm out. I'm the only person in the universe who has not watched this.
I haven't watched the last episode.
Well, I haven't watched the last one yet either, but I can tell you this. No one on that show has redeeming social value, as far as I can tell. The reality...
I don't want to watch...
The reality show producer's cool. I like that guy. He smokes so much. He sounds like this, and he's got. You know, he reminds me of Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I had no idea who any of those people are. Did this start off as a podcast, Steph?
I don't know, but I remember. Don't you guys remember when Joe Exotic ran for president a couple of years ago?
No.
He ran for governor. I didn't know he ran for president.
I thought he ran for president. I thought he was on the Libertarian ticket a couple of years ago. Maybe I'm wrong, but well, I could swear.
He never would have made it out of the ticket. He didn't even make the... He came in third in Oklahoma, and he ran for governor after he ran for president. But...
I just think that is the hottest man-witch I've ever seen in my life.
What, the gay redneck thruple?
The two straight dudes and the gay guy with a lot of money to pay the straight dudes?
Well, hey,
you know, no, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. These people, listen, if I needed a three-wheeler or a four-wheeler and a lot of free weed and meth, I would date a guy that looked like Joe, even if I weren't gay.
He bought him three trucks.
I know he did. He bought him trucks and guns and, you know, he had all that shit. He could have bought him new teeth.
Camo.
I know, but he could have bought him new teeth. I mean, the guy's got like four or five of them.
Oh.
He has yeah. new teeth. He went on David Spade's Instagram.
Oh, he did?
And said he has all new teeth, and he's pissed that they didn't show that in the documentary.
I was going to say, he looks like a hippopotamus right now.
He does.
His teeth situation.
And he goes, it's not from meth, it's genetic.
Yeah, right. His mom had a lot of teeth. I like how he left him, too. He goes, I'm going to go out with the receptionist and knock her up and then leave you. Goodbye, Joe.
Yeah.
So, does everyone know? I haven't paid any. I didn't look any of it up. I assume that Joe is in jail. Is he still?
Oh, yeah, he's in jail.
Yeah. And I assume that it's because he tried to kill Carol.
Right.
And don't you think Carol... I feel like Carol killed her husband for sure. Yeah, that everybody Carol agrees with that.
Absolutely killed her husband.
That
absolutely.
Woman is fucking nuts. You can tell by looking in her eyes. She has those eyes. They're like, yeah, I killed somebody
well,
and fed
according
him to a cat.
To Facebook, she did, because that's all I'm seeing on my feed.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
And she did... feed the... pretty sure she fed him to the lions.
And she coated him with sardine oil, so the tigers fucking ate him.
Yeah.
Sardine oil?
Yeah, remember she says there's that scene where the tiger attacks
Hey, Josh.
All right, everybody.
Hey, Josh.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no.
How's your bird?
There we go.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay.
Can you hear him?
Badly,
what?
Looks like
what's
I'm
up, man?
Lagging.
Oh, you're catching up now.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's the Skype, you know. That's just the par for the Skype.
So what's
Stop
up,
lagging,
Mr.
Jack.
Action Show Studios? What's going on?
You know, Jack and shit. Jack just left town.
So what's up?
I stand out here and look for military helicopters all day now.
The black ones? The Blackhawks?
No, the big green ones, like the Hueys.
Dude, so we've been getting them over my house, the Chinooks or whatever, too, or whatever they call them. We've been getting them over my house quite a bit.
Yeah, the Chinooks are pretty crazy. Airbuses.
Like those big, beautiful planes that the president is sending all over the place?
Yeah, the dream deliverers or whatever they're called.
And the boats, the big beautiful boats.
How are you guys doing?
Keeping it COVID.
Yeah. Oh, I'm working on alcoholism. It's going well.
So
it looks like Jeff just keeps waving.
No, I was trying to organize to see if I could get the screen to swap around a little.
Now keep your thumb out of the screen, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
So,
press it on my forehead.
Josh, what's going on with the film industry right now and the TV industry in Atlanta?
I mean, to my knowledge, it's completely shut down. I just booked a show. I don't know if I can say the name of it or not, but it's a pilot that's filming in Wilmington. And the day before I was supposed to leave town, they called me and were like, yeah, we're canceled. And I was like, and I assume that rescheduling is just indefinite. And she was like, yeah, you guessed it. So it's all shut down.
You're pretty tight with Brad Binkley from the Daily Conspiracy Report. I forgot the name of the show.
The Propaganda Report.
The Prop Report. Yeah, the Daily Show with Monica Perez. So does he have any? Is he scaring the shit out of you with all of his conspiracy stuff?
Let's see. What did he tell me recently? He told me that he thinks that this is preparing us for something like something else because the media. Like it's a war. We're embarking on the greatest war the world's ever seen. There's been no war bigger than this war.
I mean, there hasn't.
This is a biological terrorist attack. This time, the terrorists are completely invisible. They're not just an idea. They're microbes. So Brad thinks that this is like. The test ground for whatever's coming next week or next week. It's going to be next week.
shit. I better go get toilet paper.
Will toilet paper kill aliens?
Next year. Yeah, exactly. It's coming next year, though. Something bigger. Maybe COVID-22 or something.
There you go, Jeff.
Well, we'll have a lot of boats. Lots of boats.
We're going to have so many boats. It's like World War II. We're just building tanks and planes and boats. Tanks that'll shoot vaccines out of them.
I'd be happy about that. Fucking blow everything up with a vaccine. A neutron bomb with a vaccine in it.
We're gonna use the Dream Lifter. Deliver food to all the starving children around the world. We're just going to drop food out of the sky to people.
With no parachutes, just kick it out of the back.
Can we put the vaccine in some chemtrails or some shit?
That's a good idea.
They could, but that's also how they distributed the disease.
Yeah, so, I mean, kill two birds with one stone. China has the cure. They're sitting on it.
Of course. Don't you think in like 2 weeks he's just gonna say put a mask on and get back to work? I'm not fucking playing anymore. Just go back to work.
I want
to
be
risk it. You'll
I want to be back
won't.
Open by Flag Day. Beautiful Flag Day. By Father's Day. Father's Day.
If we can't have Easter, we're gonna push to the next holiday.
He did say Passover, which I thought was kind of interesting.
I wanted to pass it so everybody kill a lamb and write with blood on your front door. So let it be written.
All you gotta do is put a big T in blood.
So let it
I'm
be done.
Firstborn son, I'm worried.
Nah.
Yeah, see, this is a Zionist conspiracy
Wait
to sell matzah.
So
you get it?
Matzah cures it.
Yeah. Well, it binds you up. You don't need toilet paper, so it's beautiful.
Josh, you've been You sent me some Trump videos you did the other day. What are you working on?
So Pettis and One Up Comedy are putting together like a quarantined roast of the coronavirus. So I'm going to play Trump in that.
Oh, cool!
I got the wig and the Make America Great Again.
Nice.
American flag pin it's adorned in gold.
It's a beautiful pin.
Are you going to do you going to do the excited Trump or the one who comes out and reads from the sheet of paper every night and then complains about the newspaper? You're not being very nice to me. You're not nice.
Yeah, somber Trump or the one that like Or the one that's got, like, I'm trying to figure out that high voice part that he does.
The rally Trump. Rally Trump, oh boy.
I don't sound like this anymore. I sound like this now. I sound like Phil Hartman doing Trump. Church lady.
I want to know what the president thinks of, and either one of our presidents can weigh in, of Governor Whitmer of Michigan.
The lady?
Yeah, the lady.
The lady of Michigan. I don't even say her name.
I don't. Look, I won't tell her. What, the lady. Trump too. What do you think of her?
I mean, I just think of her as the lady as well. The lady in the Trump, I guess. Maybe if she wants to figure it out, we could go out to a nice Italian cuisine behind an Italian restaurant, set some food up on some trash cans, and suck spaghetti together.
Suck spaghetti.
Although, given she's from Michigan, it'll probably be an egg noodle.
Egg noodles.
No, I think it'd be a Coney dog.
A Coney dog. Can you do Cuomo yet?
No.
He's hard to do.
I haven't worked on Cuomo at all.
He's somewhere.
I've been thinking about Biden.
He's hard to do for me. I can't do that because he's got that Western PA Delaware accent, but then he loses his mind and he screams.
Yeah.
Hey, pal.
All these people are maniacs.
Mm-hmm. He's funny to watch on his little his fake news broadcast he's doing with that green screen. Half his body is green. There's like these immobile books behind him. Hey, I don't know nothing.
They put little CGI children for his have hairs for him to smell.
No, he just watches.
CGI kids.
No, he has all their scalps of the ones that he killed for the adrenochrome.
Just suck the adrenochrome right out of
it. Hey, Madonna in a bathtub looks like the White Rose. What happened to her? She turned into an old Chinese lady.
Did you see that video where they edited her into The Shining?
No, I gotta live.
Where he goes into the room and opens the door and opens the bathroom and there's Madonna in the bathtub singing.
Josh.
Oh, is it like from The Shining? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Some comedians are really doing a lot of good stuff on social media. I think
Eddie Pepitone.
I haven't watched anything he's done, but Norm definitely. I like what Todd Barry's doing. And oh my God, I'm having a complete brain fart right now. Frank Caliendo, his stuff's been really funny. Did you guys see the Virishman?
No.
He does the three main characters from The Irishman, nails all of them, you know, the old voices, and it's the Virishman.
I hear you like to do Virishes. Wow, that's cool.
That's
hilarious.
He's like, so I hear you're a toilet paper guy.
I am. I've got a lot of toilet paper.
So
he's making a comeback.
Who, Frank?
Caliendo?
Yeah. He's stuck in sports for so long. I mean, he's really good at all those NFL impressions and those commentator impressions, but he's one of the best out there at really nailing the voice. In fact, I've stolen a lot of his impressions because it's just easier to do an impression of someone else doing an impression sometimes.
That was Phil Hartman for me.
Yeah?
But those were like my early years as like a child trying to do like Ronald Reagan impersonations.
Yeah. I stole from Fred Travellina and Rich Little. So that's how old I am.
Rich Little's great.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Those old variety shows were amazing.
Yeah, they were. The variety shows, the roasts.
They just don't make comedy like they used to.
No, they don't. Remember the old days, Red Fox? Gosh, he was a funny fella. All that race humor when it was funny and you could get away with it.
I guess this would be time for Somber Trump.
It would be.
Comedy's dead. Coronavirus came in. Hey, you know, it started with the Me Too movement and political correctness. And then the coronavirus was just the killing blow. And these are the death rattles of comedy that you're seeing with the Frank Caliendo's.
The other day I was on the phone with President Abby Chappelle. He had a lot of masks, lot of testing. We're number not as many as we've done. We've done a lot. Spoke to Chairman Xi. He's a real good guy. Real nice guy there, really.
What do you think GW would have done if something like this? Mr. President, I think you're doing a bang-up job.
Thanks, George. I'm not a very big fan of you or your family, but the fact that you're appreciating me right now makes me feel appreciated. So that means that we'll send toilet paper down to Texas.
You send some toilet paper down here to Midland? That would be very nice of you, because Laura, she takes 17 shits a day.
I mean, you know, she's very regular. She eats a lot of fiber.
That's all she eats is fiber. Oh, she, wait, how did, what? Okay, forget it.
Makes sense.
I've discovered that my best impression is Mitch McConnell.
Oh, my God.
And for
please.
Oh, we decided the other, let me say.
Yeah, you got to get the face.
Earlier today, the Senate agreed 96-0 to pass this bill, and we sent it to the House, where Nancy Pelosi and her minions sat on it for 3 days, so that's meaning more people are dying and losing their jobs. And, you know, we have airlines to bail out.
I like how you contort your face to look like him.
That's what helps.
Nevertheless,
that's the magic of it.
Nevertheless,
that's amazing.
She persisted. I did him on our buddy Garrett's new podcast. What is it called? Treefort Report, Jeff?
Yeah, the Treefort Report.
And he asked me questions, and I just ad-libbed. I ended up calling Nancy Pelosi the C-word as Mitch McConnell. So if you want to hear that, you can listen to that podcast.
Oh, yeah. You could do that here, too.
No, I'm not going to do it here.
No?
No.
I mean, it's basically a turtle that's had a stroke, right? Isn't that basically where you come from?
I haven't had a stroke. If you want to give me one, I'll stand here and take a pill.
I'm not going to beat off Mitch McConnell.
No.
The apocalypse.
What'd you say, Mr. President?
Mitch, you're doing a great job. I love to see that big smiling face of yours. You look nothing like Emperor Palpatine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I'm so happy that you won the presidency instead of one of those other 38 Republicans who ran in 2016, because dealing with you has just been a cake, piece of cake.
Absolutely. Absolute cakewalk. Just a reference, I'd say you're more of a Grand Moff Tarkin.
Well, when they rearranged the Imperial Galaxy after the I didn't really see it, but I know that they had to replace the regional governors with the Moths, and not many of them were able to use the Force. And so that's why you kind of made a mistake when they extinguished all the Jedi. But there were enough rogue Jedi out there that they could fight the war, I guess.
That was hilarious.
So, Mr. President, have you seen Tiger King yet? That seems to be a show everybody's enjoying.
I have not seen The Tiger King yet. I've been meaning to watch it. I started Messiah.
What's
last
that?
Night. Messiah is a Netflix original. Netflix is doing wonderful work right now. I'd like to thank the president of Netflix for all the good that he's doing during this time of hardship that we're in.
Is that Jim Netflix or Bill?
I'm sorry.
Is that Jim Netflix or Bill Netflix?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's Jim Netflix.
He's a good fella. He's from Kentucky.
Because it's Bill Apple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Apple and Jim Netflix.
And Johnny Hulu. He's frozen. The president's frozen. Quick.
I was just trying to hear what you were asking.
I was going
to
say, if you're frozen, we'll throw you in the Sarlacc pit and start over.
Grand Moff McConnell.
That's right.
Grand Moff McConnell.
You won't see me on one of those giant Death Stars. For Christ's sake, we can't afford that thing.
You ever wonder about that? I thought about this. How in the hell, especially in that last Star Wars movie,
oh boy,
the Empire got defeated right at the end of
Return of the Jedi.
The roofers getting killed?
No. The end of Return of the Jedi, they blow up that second Death Star. How did the Emperor have enough money to build 7,000 new Death Stars and or Star Destroyers and hire all these people? Because I can't, you know, all the clones are dead, so why he had to go drafting people?
They had a $1 trillion bailout plan. You don't remember that from the movies?
That's right. We gave them a bailout bill, and that's what they built. This is why we have told the people who work for Boeing, we're not going to pay for a Death Star or stock buybacks. Well, Josh, you got anything you want to plug, man?
Oh, my God. I love Grand Moff Tarkin.
Grand Moff.
Grand Moff Mitch.
McConnell, Grand Moff Mitch. It's not Grandma, it's Grand.
Well, we're gonna blow up Alderaan if you don't tell us where the secret rebel base is. It's as simple as that. And we told her that, and nevertheless, she persisted in not telling us. So that's
oh my God!
That's why we sent the floating droid in there to stick her with a bunch of needles.
I want to know what Grand Moff McConnell would do to Nancy Pelosi if he could just do whatever.
Well, first I'd make her get in that Princess Leia getup with the buns and all that. Then I would take her down to Tatooine and let the Jawas take turns with it. Or the sand people.
I listen to this shit all night.
Sand people or Jawas. Maybe they could have a gangbang party with Nancy Pelosi. I don't imagine she'd say no.
You want to ride the old mud horn?
Yeah, ride the old mud horn, whatever you're talking about.
Oh my God, I almost threw up. I was laughing so hard.
Well, I'd hate for you to throw up. That means you've got the COVID or something. Space.
Wear your mask.
What? My face is going to freeze this way, and then on Monday I'm going to look like a 70-year-old man.
I want to know, Grand Moff McConnell, how do we not get the COVID? How do we not get it?
I suggest using the Force. And if that doesn't
COVID
work,
COVID will be with you always.
A clumsy blaster. Hey, COVID shot first.
We need some of that blue milk.
Oh my God.
You know where that originally came from? They milked Nancy Pelosi.
Holy crap.
I'm trying not to laugh at myself staring at my face like this.
And it'll really freeze.
Well,
Grand Moff McConnell.
I need to get back to the Galactic Senate because we're passing another bill. We're going to give every Mandalorian $1,000, providing they file taxes last year.
Your lack of faith is disturbing.
Darth Trump? Why don't you go round up the rest of the Jedi you didn't slaughter when they were little children and see if you can... By the way, he did. He slaughtered all those little children. I don't understand why.
Well, that's right.
What a dummy. What a horrible person. Well, he's better now that he's in this respirator. Speaking of respirators, we're going to send Darth Vader masks to 850 trillion people in our galaxy by the end of next week. The six-armed fat guy from the second, or from the last, I don't know, whatever those horrible prequel movies, he's working on it in his restaurant, and you could go to his place, and he'll leave the whatever food it is outside. Just don't bring your droids in, or it'll cause a ruckus. I gotta go.
All right.
May the Force be with you.
Grandma.
Live long and prosper.
No, that's the wrong sign, sir.
No, I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're laughing. That makes me happy.
So, I'd like to plug the Ace Hardware the Ace Hardware off of Scott Boulevard.
Yeah.
I went there and bought some vegetables.
At the hardware store?
Yeah, they've got a great greenhouse section.
Oh, wonderful.
It's off the Scott Boulevard in Decatur. The employees are wonderful. They're wonderful people. They're heroes, really.
They're working very, very hard. Working very, very
they're,
hard.
They're working through this on the front lines to deliver fresh vegetables to people.
Would you say they are essential, Mr. President?
I would say that they are an essential business. I mean, you can see right here, I've planted a tomato plant.
Oh, yeah. Let's see some of the other plants you got.
Pepper, some herbs.
Herbs?
Yeah, what kind of herbs?
Basil, oregano, and
that one's Italian seasoning right there.
Italian seasoning. Yeah, we don't know what it is, so we just call it Italian seasoning.
Right. Those Italians make some good seasoning.
Not anymore, they don't.
Hey.
Oh, I'd like to plug.
Throw him in the Sarlacc pit.
Studios, our YouTube account. We're trying to get 1,000 subscribers.
What 1,000?
Action Show Studios.
Oh, there you go.
I subscribed.
Our YouTube. We will do that. We've got sketches, comedy sketch shows.
Beautiful sketches.
They're the best, the most original sketches. Nobody's ever seen any sketches like these before.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, do they sell the blue milk there?
You can get all the blue milk. You can get yellow milk. You can get the original white milk. buttermilk.
That sounds racist.
The original white milk?
Yeah.
Caucasian milk.
Caucasian milk, yeah.
That's the best milk.
You need to say Caucasian milk.
You can get Chinese yak milk.
Skim. I make Melania drink skim milk.
How's that?
She's pretty fat. I can't think of anybody else to do. I like this.
Yeah, I just like this. But yeah, I'm doing one-up comedies, Roast of the COVID Virus. I have to film that after this, actually.
Let us know when that's ready so we can plug it. And watch it, of course.
Yeah, it's going to be great. A lot of local comedians.
Doing it. Cool.
There's a local artist fundraiser, but I don't know what it's called. But you can find it somewhere out there. I don't know. I hope it's benefiting people.
You mean the one for workers?
Huh?
You mean the one for tip workers, virtual tip jar, that one?
No. It's,
no, performing artists.
Oh, performing artists. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to look it on Facebook.
Well, there he goes.
This is like all the people that are not just actors, but they're grips, they're production people, all that stuff.
Right. Production folk.
While he's looking for that, where'd he go? Oh, he's looking for it.
He's looking for something.
Yeah, pretty soon I want to do a live show. So I want to figure out how to do that. We'll see if we can do it on YouTube, and then people can jump in and chat. I might try Twitch.
We could help you with that.
Oh, he's still there. Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this thing.
He's there. You just can't see him.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll talk after the show, or talk, in a day or two or whatever, and figure out how to do that. Because I want to do that and get people, to be able to chat and ask questions and ask for impressions and all that shit. So that'd be fun, I think.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. I would love to do that.
Oh God. Hey.
I would love to.
Let me see here. Let me see here if I can do Imus. I think Imus is a little too. Imus is a little bit too close to Mitch McConnell.
I don't know where this thing is. I don't know what it's called. I don't know where it is. They say it's happening.
Ask Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci. Well, the first thing you gotta do is realize this is a terrible disease. So you don't want to go out and touch everything and lick people's shoes. It's on your shoes. Everything the president says, by the way, if I blink three times, it means he's lying. And if I blink twice, it means he's full of shit. And if I only blink once, that means he's telling you something useful.
Dr. Fauci, my mother told me that I needed to stop watching so much sin on television or I could catch the COVID. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, you told us about that.
See, we found out that sin is one of the biggest spreaders of this disease, which is why I'm so shocked the president doesn't have it. Look at him. He's standing there looking at me. He has no idea. He has no idea. This is a very dangerous time, people. Please, pray to whatever god or deity you believe in, because it's almost over. All right, thank you, Mr. President.
That's probably where your mom got all this shit stuff.
I just want to know, you know, and the show that she said not to watch was Ozark.
Oh, too much sin?
So much sin and Joe Exotic. Too much sin in Joe Exotic, she
There's
says.
A lot of sin in Joe Exotic, but it's mostly the gay redneck thruple. Have you watched that yet, Josh?
Thruple. No, I haven't thruple. Seen it yet.
Yeah, these are some interesting people.
I've been meaning to. Is it better than Wild Wild Country?
I think it's better than Wild Wild Country. Or Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country was amazing.
Yes, it was. But these are rednecks, not Indians.
or hippies.
Or hippies, yeah.
Crazy, brainwashed hippies.
This guy, Joe Exotic, is a gay guy with frosted hair, a mullet, piercings everywhere, bullet tattoos on his stomach. And what else? He's a country singer, sort of. And
I saw part of his music video.
Yeah, horrible. Amazing. Horrible. And he shoots at stuff and blows it up, so.
He's an artist.
That's right. I'll fuck anything.
Have you seen Dax Shepard is trying everything in the world to get the rights to play him in the movie?
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah. Josh, before, I want to know, what is your number one go-to quarantine shelter-in-place snack?
Oh, man. We've been making my lovely girlfriend Julie is gluten-free.
Ooh. Mm.
And so we've been making these gluten-free pizzas that are amazing.
Oh, really?
Really?
Hold on. I'm going to go find the crust. I'll show you the crust.
Okay.
Let me just walk in here real quick. Been doing a lot of sun gazing. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
It looks like matzah.
Oh, yeah, it does look like matzah. I knew it. It's a conspiracy.
Something tells me you can find those anywhere.
Yeah, you can find them in the gluten-free section at Kroger.
Those
yeah.
aren't selling out.
That is the only thing that's right left at Kroger.
He's doing a great job.
Great, beautiful
Fred Kroger?
Fred Kroger. Fred Kroger and Dominic Ingalls.
Yeah, they call him Dom.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Larry Domino's Pizza.
I really like that cauliflower crust pizza. That is the best, right?
It's not bad.
No, I don't like it. It's not too bad. I don't know. I want pizza.
It's not bad.
I want some St. Angelo's. It's the closest to Pudgy's Pizza that we have up north.
I haven't eaten out or gone to a fast food restaurant in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. You're cooking at home every day? That's amazing.
Yeah, I feel great. I wake up in the morning. I'm glowing more often.
More often.
You probably don't need as much toilet paper.
Right. I sparkle in the sunshine. I've fully transitioned to a one of those vampires from
Twilight.
Twilight, the sparkling vampires.
Well, listen, we may as well just bust through some of this stuff right away because we're almost done recording. Mr. President, Evangeline Lilly is canceled.
Why?
I don't know. I can't read the article. Why is she? What happened to Evangeline Lilly, Jeff?
She was saying she didn't need the shelter in place, and she took her kids to cheerleading camp amidst all this.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's hot. She's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
She's the Wasp. She can shrink down and fly there.
Yeah. I mean, when you're hot, this doesn't affect you. Everybody we'll knows see. That.
Oh, by the way, I want to say, without Ima saying it, I want to say rest in peace to Mark Bloom. He is an actor. You guys know him from Desperately Seeking Susan, a character actor, been in a lot of things. He was in the first season of The Sopranos. He got the shit beat out of him by Tony's cop who was following Dr. Melfi. Do you remember that? She was on a date, and the guy got the shit beat out of him. So anyway,
we're talking 20 years ago now.
I know.
Yeah, he was on St. Elmo's, too.
Yeah. So his name is Mark Bloom, and he was in The Graduate on Broadway with Lorraine Bracco, and I saw it, and so I waited. You know, you can wait out for them to leave, and then you can get their autographs and stuff on your playbill. He just got on his bike and put his helmet on and drove away. But I'm looking for that picture so I can be one of those people who goes, I met this celebrity who's dead. But anyway, there's that. And also, Curly died. Curly Neal died from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know
him? Is he still working with them?
No, he's like 90.
Well, I know, but I thought maybe he was, you know, he. Well,
they retired his number. Wasn't it really them who were doing the voices for, like, Futurama?
I don't know. They were on originally Scooby-Doo, remember?
Yeah.
And then when Gilligan's Island did a reboot movie in the 70s or late 70s, they opened up a resort on the island, and the big draw was the Harlem Globetrotters were coming to play.
Versus the Washington Wizards, right?
Yes.
Yeah, those guys couldn't catch a break, man.
I know. It's fixed. It's rigged. It's fake. Fake basketball. Yeah.
It's like that one year that Georgia Tech won 222-0, and then ever since then they never won another game.
All right, well, Josh, I want to appreciate you. I don't really, but I want to. I appreciate you coming on the show with us, dude.
I wouldn't have come on if I knew I wouldn't have been appreciated. I'm only doing it for people who appreciate me right now, so thank you.
Well, now he's going to go do the show with that lady from Michigan.
His grandma, McConnell, is always...
I'll hologram you later.
Pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
I think we need to do something with this grandma... McConnell.
I'll do it. Anything you have in mind, I'm happy to do.
We're doing it right now.
We'll do a crew of less than four people, and we'll all be 6 feet apart. We'll use the studio. It'll be great.
I'm down. I've got black saber in my pants. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it, man.
Bye, Josh. Thanks, man.
It's always a pleasure. I hope you guys remember, wash your hands. Wash your face, but don't touch your face while you wash it.
Don't touch your face while you wash it.
All right.
Is that Caitlin Pratt?
It is.
Oh, look, we got
it's Fox 5's Caitlin Pratt. She says hi.
Keep it canon, everybody.
Keep it canon. Yes, I had to open a bottle.
Okay, well, that's good that you're still useful.
That was funny. That was funny, guys, wasn't it?
That was hilarious.
I love having Josh on the show.
He's very inspirational for you. I think we should probably have him on more often as we're doing the Skyping thing.
Yeah. I agree. We might as well just fuck all the format here. Go ahead, Ira.
Righteous Gemstones gets to come back.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope everything comes back, but it probably won't. And this is it.
Why, was he on that?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tim.
I'm just kidding.
Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, everything's... You hear that, kids? Everything's going to be fine.
It was a long day in 1963. Bye.
What do you want to do? You want to talk about shit we watched and then wrap it up here? Or?
Yeah, because we got to do the bonus show. Speaking of the bonus show, now listen, we do a bonus show every week. And
then I do a boner show every night.
He does, and it's $10. That's it. It's pretty cheap.
Right.
I'm all out of tokens. I'm not going to be able to watch this week either.
But we do a bonus show. Now, we put it up as a video on our YouTube page, and then we put the secret link on our Patreon page. So if you're a Radio Labyrinth patron, you can watch this video. So far, only 3 people have watched the one I put up last week. So go to our Patreon page. But you know what? Don't go there. Go to RadioLabyrinthPodcast.com. You can find all of our links there. You can find the link to a show that I posted about a month ago because I don't update it like I should, but I will. But you can find all that stuff. Go watch the show, man. We want you to have access to these shows, and we want to know what you'd like us to talk about. So it's all there. If you're a patron, go there, type it in, send us a message, and we'll get to it. Today's show is going to be what, Steph? Tell everybody.
What is our show going to be today?
Yeah, our bonus show this week.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be each of us, but not me yet, because I just realized that you put it on the document, is our top 5 most uplifting songs.
And we may or may not have the audio to play them, but it doesn't matter. We'll talk about it, like maybe sing them. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Mitch McConnell will sing them. I don't know. It seems to be the only impression I'm good at doing these days. So what have I watched? I think Ira and I should go first since we watched the least.
Yeah.
I watched Tiger King.
I haven't watched shit.
We'll talk about Curb once everybody gets in. The Curb season finale, right?
Yeah, it was great.
That was fantastic. R.I.P. Latte Larry's.
That's so sad. I wanted to go there so bad and use that toilet.
I know. That's it, but it's... Well, don't spoil it. And we're going to start Ozark either tonight or tomorrow night. And I'm noped out on Westworld. I have just no interest in it after that first episode.
Yeah, I'm noping out on it, too.
I liked it when it was in Westworld. I don't care what happens outside.
Yeah, I think I'll get back to it, but I'm pushing it off to the side for now.
I'm having more fun watching the takedown videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
You know, there's a cottage industry of people who just make videos trashing everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right up your alley.
It is. Let other people do the bitching who are better at bitching than I am.
Right.
What is that Joe Exotic throne that Jeff is sitting on?
Oh, God. That's our... We had those chairs in our old apartment. How old are those things?
Old.
Yeah. Jeff's mom... There's a set of them, right? Do you have both?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the other
one? Well, Annie's got it in the kitchen, which is even more... stylish.
Back when was on the regular guys, when we first started on Rock 100.5, so this had been 2008 or 9, Jeff and I were still living in our disgusting hovel over in Vinings, and Southside Steve came in and, did a tour of it with the Seabass, and he ran his finger along one of those chairs and pulled out a wad of cat hair that would have choked a mule.
Ugh. Is it still there, Jeff?
No, cleaned them. And what
did Southside say when he did that?
He said, man. He said he laughed a lot and was upset. He didn't want to touch anything. And he interviewed my cat Maceo while she was pissing. Here's my staff picks. Quarantine with Norm MacDonald. Norm is doing this on YouTube and Instagram, wherever he's got places in social media. They're very funny interviews. And like I said earlier, man, if Frank Caliendo, funny, well done, sounds like the people he's doing. It's really good shit. And, of course, my videos on Instagram of Don Pretensky from Big Flats, New York. Ira?
I've been working nights, so I haven't been able to watch shit. I've been... homeschooling during the day, so obviously I can't do it then either.
Mr. Teacher, I gotta go get a snack.
Right. I don't want to say we've given up, but we've definitely adjusted things to make it a little easier.
Good.
At home.
Good.
As you might imagine. Anyway. as far as I've kept up with Plot Against America, are you caught up with that?
No, Tim? But I'm going to watch it tonight. I love that show. Yeah. So
episode 2 was great. Well, it's too bad it's a miniseries. It's going to be 6 episodes and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Because I'm really digging it and I wish it would go on and on. But
it's kind of like, what was it, The Night Before? Wasn't that like 6 episodes? That was so good.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, they're doing another season of that, I heard.
Oh, really?
Or he's open to it.
But I think it's going to be like a totally different story and characters and everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Also, the accompanying podcast for Plot Against America with David Simon and Peter Sagal? Sagal.
Yeah, I made it 5 minutes into that.
I know you did, but makes sense. I don't know. I like listening to all that. And I watched Saul. I just watched it last night.
Oh, I mean, so good, right? I just watched it last night, too.
It's been so good. Like, that show gets better and better every season.
Yep.
It's amazing.
If Wexler dies, we fucking riot. That's what I say.
Well, don't you think that's, don't you think that's inevitable?
I don't know. I don't want her to die now.
And I know. So. And it's like, you have that feeling in the back of your mind. It's like, fuck, no.
I don't think she's going to die. I think she's just going to choose a side. You know, she's a very ambivalent character, walking a line between being a con man like Jimmy. She understands parts of it. I think she's attracted to it. And then being the good, whatever person that she really is. So I feel like she's just going to choose the light. That's what will probably end up happening.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing that's hanging out there is she's obviously not in Breaking Bad. So something had to happen to her.
I hope
she
doesn't die.
I know. I hope she just moved to, like, you know, Zimbabwe or something.
Keep going. I got to go get my Mac charger. I'll be right back.
But I just don't think if she dies, I don't think Saul would have been the same character.
No.
When Breaking Bad started. I feel like she just moved on.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought that was going to happen this week, actually. Shit.
Wasn't that weird? And I was really shocked at the end whenever she was like, we got to end or get married. And I'm like, what?
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm really curious to see next week to see, like, what the fuck was that about?
Right.
So that was good. I'm still continuing with Devs, but I haven't watched this week's yet. I'm not completely blown away, but it's a cool show and I want to keep going and see what the fuck is going on. You guys are into that or no?
Yeah, I like it.
I still haven't really gotten into it.
Into what?
But have you tried Devs? Devs?
Oh, I haven't tried it yet.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to.
You're not going to like the main chick in it. I'll tell you that, Tim.
Why?
But you're just not. I don't know. But Offerman's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my staff pick will be, I know I talk about this podcast every once in a while, but Pete and Sebastian show, you know, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen kind of regularly. I fall off a little bit, but since those guys have been quarantined, they've been doing like 3 shows a week and they've been absolutely hysterical. So try that podcast again. They're killing me. That's it. That's all I got.
All righty. Jeff?
I watched all of Tiger King.
With everybody else in the universe except for me.
The Walking Dead was the final Michonne episode. That was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was all right.
She had eaten?
No, they let her live.
Oh.
She just left?
She went off to find Rick, wherever he is.
Mm.
That's how they left it. Spoiler alert, I guess, for people who are still watching it.
Hey, man.
I watched Onward, that Pixar movie.
We saw that, too. It was good.
It was so fucking good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about elves and trolls.
You know what? Wait, Jeff. I'm going to stop you for a second. One of my ideas that I had was, I was gonna record me and my daughters doing a review of it.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
We'll do like a short one, and maybe I'll send it. It was an idea I had, and I just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh yeah, man, that'd be great. I would love that.
We could put it on our channel if you wanted.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
If you guys, by the way, if you guys want to do any individual videos or anything, put them on the YouTube page. Why not? That's what it's there for.
Okay.
I like Pixar movies, and when they were like, we're not going to be able to show this in theater, so we're just going to release it digitally. I bought it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, us too. And it's like one of those Pixar movies that the writing is always amazing, and the way it's done is just, it's phenomenal. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it was very, very uplifting and touching and funny.
Oh, yeah. Make you cry.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And I blew through all of Ozark yesterday.
Oh, wow. The whole, how many episodes?
Really? Jeez.
10? Yep. Jesus.
Yeah, all 10.
God.
What'd you think of it?
Jeff.
It was good.
You need to get back to work.
As good as always.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start it tonight.
I think I'll make Onward my staff pick. Because everybody's going to watch Ozark.
True.
Watches the listens to us, probably. That was my staff pick, but I recommend Onward, that Pixar movie.
Okay.
Look for it and get the digital download.
Cool.
And I watched pretty much everything that you guys have already talked about. The only difference, I tried Boring Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu.
What is that?
It's that, like... Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington, and Reese Witherspoon plays the waspy whatever, and Kerry Washington is the artist with the daughter.
It's based on a book, right?
I guess, Celeste. I mean, I watched like a couple few episodes of it, and it was meh. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I know, Jeff, I know how you feel about Boring Little Crap, which I like Big Little Lies. And it is not as good as Boring Little Crap. It's not even close. That's why I called it Boring Little Fires.
Before I start.
Yeah, it's just not that good. And Jeff, oh my God, you said something about this. We watched that Tom Segura Ball Hog last night. Fucking cried. Oh my God, we were laughing so hard. If you have not watched that stand-up special yet, which I'm a huge Tom Segura fan. I think he's so... This last special... Oh my God. I won't even spoil any jokes because they're all wonderful and he's just so... Anyway, just watch it.
Yeah, and then on Netflix, it's great.
And my Steph, one thing. I know that's good because of this. My mother texted me this morning and said, "We tried to watch that Tom Segura. He's too dirty." your father fell asleep.
I wonder if this is probably good. I wonder if it's when he mentioned panty pudding. I wonder if that's when she turned it off.
When he stuffed his hand in his pants. That was hilarious.
So that might have been what did it, Ira. I don't know. But my staff pick is on Netflix, April 10th. It's a show, and it's from the guys that did The League and some other goofy-ass shows, but it's called The Bruise Brothers.
What's it about?
And it's basically two brothers who are complete opposites, and they start a brewery together.
Oh, cool.
And it looks like just absolute chaotic, very disgusting nonsense and beer and boobs and just ridiculousness. So I feel like we can use that now more than ever, right? Jeff, what are you doing? Are you baiting? Don't bait while we're doing the show.
He can bait if he wants to.
He can take off all his clothes and he can pinch on his dick and rub it with a stick.
Anyway, that's my stat pick, The Bruise Brothers, and that's on Netflix April 10th.
All right.
It looks funny. Right. I'm pretty much only watching really funny stuff. I guess that's why I haven't rushed to watch Ozark or rushed to watch any like really dark stuff lately. I've just been trying to watch funny stuff and laugh and
I can't stop watching Contagion.
Stay what?
Can't stop watching Contagion over and over. As soon as it stops, I start it again.
I'll be damned.
I've never seen it.
Could be a problem.
I've never seen it, actually. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not watching any of that crap right now.
No.
Jeff, what are you doing?
What were you doing? You pissing in your sink? I think he pissed.
Adjusting your thong?
I think he pissed in his sink.
He was doing things that he didn't want shown in the
world. I had to go lick my toilet. Yes.
All right, guys. Well, that's all I got for this week. I'm going to talk to some other people we know and see if they'll Skype in with us. I enjoyed having Josh on, and of course, he's always welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that was super fun.
Thanks for being here, Ira.
Yeah, Ira.
Put your mask on and go to KFC.
Back to work.
All right.
Get back to work.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Coronavirus!
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.